Listen to me very carefully.
You are listening to Fresh Hill Hardcore Asia. How's it, baby?
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt. I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all. Because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's it, baby? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
Prepare yourself! Prepare yourself!
Listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia.
Well, now you can forget about going to the amusement park.
Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Listening, pay attention.
Nah, I don't think you have.
The Presidency is rigged, novus ordo seclorum. Welcome to the agenda, a fool is choosing the order. Election suspense selected, accepted, seeing it clear. The feeling of lost connections reveals the plight that we fear of. People across the nation, their hatred blinded, divided. With pockets of their resistance and silent as rides violent. Notice we are approaching the moments of no reliance. Each other's brothers see the alliances are defined. Yeah, here we are in darkness, disheartened but non-compliant. The start of a war upon us beyond our wildest triumphs. Facing the lesson learned and deserving, we're all to blame. The equal amount is certain, we watch it burn up in flames. Pardon me, I'm ashamed how far we gone in this game. They playing us like a fiddle, they pedophile your brains. Dismembering our remains, lock us into a cage. Left to live in the grave, but on trial we die in vain. I'm exposed to you the secrecy, read the lines from in between. Studied by my enemy, ready for when the beast unleashed. Bulletproof and armor ready, armor steady, marching heavy arms. Take a follow anyone who's ready for
no retreat, no fear, no surrender. No retreat, no fear, no surrender. No retreat, no fear, no surrender.
Aim,
war,
fire,
war never changes. No retreat, no fear, no surrender. No retreat, no fear, no surrender. No retreat, no fear, no surrender.
Aim,
war,
fire,
war never changes. Call it to every warrior out there, rally beside me. The extermination beginning from global violent tyrants. Televised and a mindless indoctrination, deceiving who a martyr, a false messiah. Complicating our reasons and destroying systemic legions. Counter all their strategic, no retreat, never fear, no surrender. They can't defeat us, persistent, serving a mission that's leading us to salvation. Reprogramming the standard, achieving freedom without hatred. Before the cases of bullets litter the pavement and become stained in the blood of all these modern day patriots. No one will face this. Complacent or a chain from it, the majority uneducated and ignorance of the days we're in. So here I came for you, inform you of what they may do. No Jesus, come and pray for who the universe will play this through. No chase the fake parade they made for you. The only thing that's saving you is that these motherfuckers haven't came.
No retreat, no fear, no surrender. No retreat, no fear, no surrender. No retreat, no fear, no surrender.
Aim,
war,
fire,
war never changes.
No retreat, no fear, no surrender.
No retreat, no fear, no surrender.
No retreat, no fear, no surrender.
Aim,
war,
fire,
war never changes.
They track us via satellite, as media disaster strikes. Spoiling with distracting hype, they had to keep us out of fight. Like surfacing the trash and whites and urban to a black. Despite the nightmare disturbing the dream for not acting right. But you must all know they will kill you if you're black or white. And we will all go, death is equal to those who pass the life. Semi-auto, protect the mind inside my line of sight. Never fall, though we will rise and find the time to strike. Do what's supposed to be, get it done, provoke the beast. War rebel, Red Dawn, we are the Wolverines. In the back alley, sitting back in the black caddy. Stuck hitting the blunt, pinned down with the gat heavy. Ready for death, the situation is that deadly. Dare you forget, they took yours and mine steady. All ready for slaughter, the clock ticking. You not listen, they want your souls, watch the plot thicken. Search the truth, I promise it's not fiction. They coming like cops kicking, they not gonna stop killing. Till we hit them with everything that we got. Get them, put them down to the ground, the side of a box. Hit them, my warrior brothers, they want us dead and gone. We must unite as we stand, or be divided and fall.
No retreat, no fear, no surrender. No retreat, no fear, no surrender. No retreat, no fear, no surrender.
Aim,
war,
fire,
war never changes.
No retreat, no fear, no surrender.
No retreat, no fear, no surrender.
No retreat, no fear, no surrender.
Aim,
war,
fire,
war never changes.
No retreat, no fear, no surrender.
No retreat, no fear, no surrender.
No retreat, no fear, no surrender.
Aim,
war,
fire,
war never changes.
No retreat, no fear, no surrender.
No retreat, no fear, no surrender.
No retreat, no fear, no surrender.
Aim,
war,
fire,
war never changes.
We interrupt this program. This is a national emergency. Important instructions will follow. This is your emergency broadcast system. All civil unrest has gone global. All capital buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government to quell the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert.
Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. End of broadcast.
Hello, fellow resistors and conspiracy friends. We were planning on having a show tonight with V Live. We were going to rip on Joe Biden. I'm sorry, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. I'm having trouble getting a hold of him. Not sure if he's having technical issues, but there's no one else here to back him up. And so, unfortunately, for the moment, we're going to go to a replay. Y'all just stay strong out there and remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
And rightfully so. They want everybody to get the vaccine. So if they're mandating citizens, Texans, get the vaccine and they're not, well, then they're going to have a rush of people come through, and it's going to seem like disease rats boarding the ship. Uh-oh. Well, I guess not everybody has the vaccine. They're going to cause the problem so they can force the solution. That's the entire
reason why. Yeah, the Hegelian dialectic.
Right. That's the entire reason why the president and vice president are ignoring a request for help at the border. It was planned. It was all planned. Just like the pandemic, you had a planned immigration rush. Now, it's really corrupt and obvious. I don't know why we haven't tried to impeach Biden already. I don't even know how he's still in office.
Well, I would agree. I mean, he could be taken out with the 25th Amendment. His competency is obviously very, very much in doubt. Anyway, listen, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone line so that people can call on in and talk about the current events and, immigration and critical race theory and the rest of it. 512-248-8252. The immigration situation, it's out of control. And now there's a story. This came on out from Right Edition, where the Biden regime has been caught shipping underage migrants to New York State in the middle of the night. So they are still trying to keep this out of the public eye. But they are, in fact, flooding our country with these illegal immigrants, partly because they're expecting they're going to vote Democratic, and partly yes. Because this whole woke culture, New World Order, wants to basically dilute the European white demographic in this country.
Really, really bad. I mean, I try to fall asleep, but I fall asleep, I'll have nightmares. Or I'll wake up and I'm still in the same damn place where I woke up in. And it's exhausting. It's exhausting. It's physically exhausting. Not the fact that working, how much I work, but it's more physically exhausting to wake up and realize.
Listen to me very carefully.
You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it, buddy? Keep it real. Take a red pill.
You drive a hard bargain. Ha 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 ha
ha. Just spark a torch and go storm somewhere, but there's nowhere to storm. And that's not an effective, pragmatic, strategic solution. Or as George Bush used to say, strategery. Or actually, as Will Ferrell, as George Bush used to say. So, guys, I have tons of stuff to cover. But I also want you guys to call in and God willing, Lord willing, evolution willing, will be joined by V very soon. We're working on getting him connected. This is an everyday thing. Sometimes he's there before the show. Matter of fact, Mike, the real Mike, Mossad Mike on the ones and twos. Oh, I think are you guys still hearing me? Okay, yeah, okay. Thought I lost you guys there. On the ones and twos, we're saying, hey, let's connect early just to make sure everything connects. And sometimes we'll get to him like a minute or two before the show, and sometimes it won't be until 19 past. So we usually take a break in like 3 minutes or so, and then we're gonna double check with V. So for the people that only listen to the show for V, how dare you? But secondly, sorry, hang tight. We're going to get him joined up real, 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 real soon. I wanted to take the show maybe in a different direction. I do want to talk about some hardcore stuff today, too, but I also want to bring up a few other things. I want to talk about some things we usually don't talk about, but they are still equally hardcore. Tonight's episode is brought to you guys by TLBTalk.com. That is TLBTalk.com. One more time, TLBTalk.com. It's a brand new social media platform brought to you by the pimp himself, V, and some other folks. And censorship free. You can go there. They got documents. All the band people are there. All the band groups are there. All the cool people are there. It's better than Facebook. It's better than some brand new Twitter, Facebook alternative. So I really implore you guys to go over there and support my man V. Put a lot of hard work, toil, money into that project. So please send me a friend request over there on TLBTalk.com and give a donation while you're over there. Please give at least $5 to that. Tell him good old fake Michael sent you. I'm getting frustrated now because I can't open my baggie, but we'll get to that during the break. And then I'm going to give out the number to call to if anybody wants to call and chat. There is an 800 number, but I'm going to only give out this number. This number is free for us. So I will also put it in the chat here, too. It is 512-248-8252. That number, anybody can call in. Please call in. The only thing you cannot do is swear. You swear you will be dropped immediately. We can talk about anything that you guys want to talk about tonight. Two, we can open it up. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252 is a number to call in. And you can find us online at republicbroadcasting.org. That is republicbroadcasting.org. republicbroadcasting.org. O-R-G. That's the website that you can find a whole bunch of news articles on. You can find all of the other hosts like Michael Rivero, who will be on a show tomorrow, God willing, evolution willing. And you can find all of our past casts. So if you're bored, you're at work, you want to learn some stuff, you want to hear the latest news, you want to see awesome interviews with Chuck Ocelli, NSA whistleblowers, you want to hear us hamming it up, laughing it up, go to republicbroadcasting.org, type in the Red Pill Hardcore Radio. You're going to see V's awesome, cool face. And then below it, you're going to see me with a fake mic. Boom. Click that link on the Young Archives. Pimp up right there. You know what I'm saying? Pimp up. So you guys feel free to call in. You'll connect to Mikey. But then I'm going to talk – one of the things I'm going to talk about today, I'll just give a little teaser before we go to break here. The first break, we're going to have a short segment and a long segment after that, is – oops. Actually – someone on the chat, Satoshi James, said, oops, and that made me think of something. Out-of-place artifacts. Out-of-place artifacts. Something we usually don't discuss on this channel, but it's something that if we kind of figured out, could completely change our perception of what's really going on in this world. So if you don't know what out-of-place artifacts are, you have about a minute or so during the commercial break. So you can join up. Call us, 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252, TLBTalk.com. Also, you can get the app for Android or Apple. I have it downloaded on my phone, TLBTalk.com, and I can share anything that I want there without fair reprisal. So we're going to come up to commercial break. Hopefully, we can connect with B, and we're going to be back with a whole bunch of stuff. So stay tuned. Speaker box.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Can't kill me, I'm dead already. Your dead is petty, my metal heavy. G.O.D. of the Serengeti. G.O.D. of the Serengeti. G.O.D. of the Serengeti. Crazy Eddie Machete, I keep him in his Chevy. My metal heavy. G.O.D. of the Serengeti. G.O.D. of the Serengeti. G.O.D. of the Serengeti. Can't kill me, I'm dead already. Your dead is petty, my metal heavy. G.O.D. of the Serengeti.
We're the top of the food chain. We're the gods of the Serengeti. That's Vinny Paz. What a great rapper. Kept it real. Got a dope song called End of Days. A lot of good songs. Dropping a lot of knowledge, man. So shout outs to Vinny Paz, daddy. This is going to be another dope stream, guys, tonight. I gave the number. We'll give the number out again in a little bit. Before we get into the long segment, where I want to talk about a few funky things, and of course we're going to get to your calls, questions, and comments online, and so forth. But there are a few news articles I wanted to cover. Here's one, if you're scoring at home. Put this up on the screen here. This is from CNN. This article is from CNN, and it's basically attacking what I said at the beginning of the show. And if you're scoring at home, here's a headline. Sorry, just loading here.
Loading.
Now, you guys know I'm not right wing. I hate the left and the right wing. They're both wings of the same bird of prey. But this is from Oliver Darcy, too. Oh, my God. I hate that loser. Right wing media figures just honestly use Colin Powell's death to question COVID vaccines. He got two shots. Let's see what he says. Some prominent conservative media figures on Monday dishonestly used the death of former Secretary of State who died of complications to cast doubt on the effectiveness of the vaccines. While Powell was fully vaccinated, he was also battling melioma, cancer that was suppressed. Okay. Look. Pretty simple. He was fully vaccinated, but dies from coronavirus. So he either died from myeloma, the cancer, then you can say that. But no, they're claiming he died from coronavirus. So if you die from coronavirus and you're fully vaccinated, yeah, idiot, I will question the safety and efficacy of your vaccine. Colin Powell knows better. He knows about Tuskegee. He knows damn well about that. He knows that even during World War II, our troops were going to fight the eugenicist Hitler while Rockefeller, his father was in the White House with the Council on Foreign Relations planning the post-World War, fighting eugenicists while they were still segregated back home and in the Army. But, you know, Colin Powell, trust the plan. Opinion, Condoleezza Rice says, Colin Powell's greatest legacy is the people he inspired. Well, you know who he inspired? He inspired the people of Iraq. He inspired ISIS. He inspired Al-Qaeda. He inspired the Taliban to hate America more than ever because he occupied the Middle East illegally for 20 years. You ever heard of blowback, idiots? When you occupy a country illegally, unconstitutionally, immorally, they're going to hate you. When you murder people at funerals, at weddings, at birthday parties with drone strikes like a coward from the sky, when you murder children, people are going to hate you. All the Republicans are saying, oh, I don't want to see no immigration, no immigration. Build a wall. Well, maybe if your Republican figureheads didn't destroy foreign countries economically and militaristically, you wouldn't have to worry about refugees. How would you like it if a drone strike murdered all of your family at a funeral, you freaking jackass? How would you like it? What would you do, bitch? I don't want no immigrants in my neck. Shut the front door, you freaking loser. You're a loser. You didn't say nothing when George Bush, Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice were murdering innocent people over a lie. You didn't say jack crap. But you don't want no immigrants, do you? You don't want no immigrants. Well, go take a step back. This blunt cannot come fast enough. So it's really, really sick. It's really, really sick to see on what should have been a good day, people celebrating the life of a war criminal. I mean, if they're celebrating the life of a war criminal, you guys better throw a ticker tape parade for me. Guys, you've been listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio. We're going to go to one more quick commercial break. Then the long segment's coming up. We got a half hour to spark some truth. I want you guys to call in 512-248. I already forgot it. What is it? 51. I had it committed to memory and I lost it. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. We can make it more conversational rather than me just yelling at people. But stay tuned. I'll start smoking this blunt. The other side should be calm. And I'll talk to you guys on this side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
I don't know what the hell they're talking about in that song. I don't even know who that is, but it's not making me any happier. It's just making me more enraged. I did, but whatever. All right, so here's something else that's definitely not going to calm me down whatsoever. I just saw this article. Microsoft busted Bill Gates for, quote, inappropriate emails to female staffer report. This is out of the New York Post. Now, I had somebody in the chat saying, I hate Bill Gates, but I can't blame him for trying to hit on a female. I mean, come on. I love how they cover this stuff. He didn't say stuff, though, but won't talk about all the actual stuff Bill Gates does. And that's why you're absolutely right, BTD6 King. You're absolutely right. I was the first person to tell you, I'm in the world. How many billions of people? How many media outlets out there? I was the first person in the world to tell you why Bill and Melinda Gates divorced. Because she found out about Jeffrey Epstein. She found out that Bill and Jeffrey were sending millions of dollars to each other. She found out that Bill Gates was begging like a little coward bitch on his knees to Jeffrey Epstein for a Nobel Peace Prize. He's like, maybe I won't do any work. Or no, it wasn't a Peace Prize, but it was a Nobel Prize. And so you're right. They'll say this, they'll say that. I mean, they covered a couple articles about Gates and Epstein years after I exposed it and others. Nobody in the mainstream, though. Years after the fact. Years after the fact, we'll talk about Bill Gates. Years after the fact, we'll do a book about Jeffrey Epstein. Years after the fact, we'll do a Peacock documentary on Ghislaine Maxwell. Years after the fact, we'll do a documentary about NXIVM and John of God Cult. And we won't tell you any of the real hardcore truth. We'll give you a limited hangout. And that's what they've done. But I don't give you a limited hangout. I let it all hang out. Fully closed. But we let it hang out. We're telling you. Here's the truth of the matter. And this is the reason my first channel got banned. Bill Gates is a wizard. I think you guys know what that's code word for. I think that's why his man Linda divorced him. I think that's why he was hanging around with Jeffrey Epstein so much. And begging Jeffrey Epstein for a Nobel Prize. Because he's a wizard. And not the cool Merlin wizard with cloaks and wide sleeves. No, no, no. Different type of wizard. A bad, naughty wizard that likes to take little boys and girls to the dark hole. Oh my God, we gotta have some fun. I need to interact with the caller or something. We're gonna change the topics very quickly, but I do need to get through this news so we can have fun with the out of place artifacts. Because I want to talk about that. That's a big situation. We've never covered that here on this channel, but you know what about it now? This is from Geo News. I'll put this one up on screen too. This is another update from our boy Randy Andy. Oh, come on. Let me copy and paste here. Will you? Thank you. So Bill Gates sending flirty emails. Who cares? He's a wizard that does disgusting things to children. All right. This is Geo News. Hey, Geo News wants to install and run Widevine. How about no, you crazy Dutch bastard? Here's the article here. This is Geo News. Prince Andrew moving to get lawsuit, quote, shelved on royal formality. So we have all these women who never got justice. Never got justice. Especially when Epstein died. Now, because he's a royal, you know what that means? You get to get away with stuff. Jimmy Savile, Prince Charles, you get to get away with stuff. You can do whatever you want to young women and children and men. You can do whatever you want. Don't worry, there's a formality where I won't have any problem with this. Meanwhile, if you're a black kid and you got too much weed on you, you're going to jail. You're going to jail. Oh, you're going to suspend a license? How about I shoot you in the chest? Prince Andrew? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Am I in your way? I'm so sorry, Your Highness. I'm so, so, so sorry. If it couldn't get any more clear and obvious, sorry, I didn't have that up on screen. If it couldn't get any more clear or obvious that, as my boy Tupac said, they don't give up about us. They don't give up about us. It's different rules. Rules for thee, not for me. You have to stay at home. You can't worship your God. You can't go to school. You can't have a funeral. You can't open up your business. But Obama can have all celebrities on Martha's Vineyard for a maskless party and then cause a whole bunch of new cases. You can't get married without the government's permission. But Prince Andrew and Bill Gates, Donald Trump, and Mr. Clinton, they can do whatever they want with children. The fact that anybody thinks that there's any justice in this country whatsoever is sickening. It's absolutely sickening to think that there are people out there that support this system. 74% of people that are in jail, and they're nonviolent drug offenders. That's right, nonviolent drug offenders. The Constitution says no victim, no crime, yet you've got 74% of people in jail for victimless crimes. But Colin Powell, he never went to jail. Hillary Clinton, even though Donald Trump said she was going to lock her up, he never went to jail. Let's see, George Bush, he's walking around free. Obama's walking around free. Henry Kissinger is literally wanted in other countries. He's walking around free. Do you think the U.S. is going to extradite him? No. No. Think any of the Rockefellers? They're running around free. They're writing op-eds for CNN. They're teaming up. Yeah. Someone in the chat saying, Powell lied and people died. Hey, LBJ, George W. Bush. Hey, Colin Powell. How many kids did you kill today? Hey, Obama. How many kids? Hey, Biden. Hey, Trump. How many kids did you murder today? We only hear about it once in a while when a drone strike. Well, we heard about it right after Biden was pulling out of Afghanistan. But how many other drone strikes were there? There's a lot that happens quite frequently. Do you guys remember the reason why Chelsea Manning is in jail or was in jail? There still is. You guys know the video that Chelsea Manning brought to our attention? I do. It was a group of our troops who saw this caravan with civilians and children in it and said, hey, that looks like a juicy target. Why don't we murder them? Permission to murder? Go ahead, murder. And then... Sorry, guys. And then when other civilians came to help the murdered children and the murdered people... Permission to engage. Permission to murder them also. Go right ahead. Please murder these people. So that's what we're dealing with, guys. Murderous traitors. It's a different justice system for you. It's a different coronavirus for you. Everything's different for you. And the problem with that is this is not North Korea. This is not the Netherlands. It's not Spain. It's not the UK, where we have royalty. Kings or queens or dictators. No, this is supposed to be the good old red, white, and blue, the US of A. We don't have kings. Everyone's a king. We all have rights here. Lie detector test said determined that was a lie. I don't need Maury for that, bitch. That's a lie. All I need to do is read the Constitution. Every single one of our Bill of Rights is out the window. It's gone. As I always say, this constitutional republic that we're allegedly living in is participatory. Participatory. What does that mean? That means you have to be engaged. It's literally written into the rule book. As a matter of fact, the Declaration of Independence says, if your government starts subverting your rights, it's not only your right, but it's your duty. You overthrow and replace that government. Well, they've destroyed all of our rights. Can we at least stand up for them? Can we at least exercise them? Can we at least speak out about it? I don't know. So everything that we've been working for as as a human race. Mikey, can you play F Your Freedoms? Through Your Freedoms? Mikey, you there with me? Yeah, this is... Human beings have been working against kings, tyrants, dictators for thousands of years, churches, to have freedom.
Screw your freedom.
And that's what Arnold Schwarzenegger says. Screw your freedom. Even though he came here from Austria, son of a freaking Hitler youth, and had freedom. And he used that freedom to become a movie star, become entrepreneurial, become the governor of one of the largest states in the country. This country is based on freedom. Literally, the Declaration of Independence says that governments are created by the consent of the governed to establish and secure our rights. Freedoms. So this Nazi comes to the U.S., makes millions of dollars off of us, then goes to work for the government, which is all based on freedom, and he says, screw your freedoms. Screw your freedoms. Must be nice. Must be nice. Did he screw his own freedom? I wonder how socially distant he kept. I wonder if he was wearing a double mask in the car all the time, mask outside. I wonder if he's quadruple vaccinated. I'm wondering if he shut down his family gatherings. I'm wondering if he shut down his businesses. I wonder if he stopped going to his Nazi, it's not Nazi youth anymore, it'd be Nazi adult camp. I wonder if he stopped going to his Nazi adult camp. I don't know. So, what are we going to do, guys? I mean, what are we going to do out here? We have the leaders of the freest country in the world saying, just screw your freedom. Joe Biden doesn't give a damn about your freedom. Arnold Schwarzenegger don't give a damn about your freedom. Donald Trump sure don't give a damn about your freedom. He's the one that signed the executive order that shut the country down, which allowed people to rip families apart at funerals, which allowed Nazi checkpoints. He's the one that said he was going to lock Hillary up and didn't do jack. He's the one that hired a bunch of pedos. So the people that you pay to secure your freedoms are telling you to F your freedom. This country was created off religious freedom. You can't worship your God. You don't have that freedom.
Screw your freedom.
Do you suck b****?
Sir, no, sir!
Are you a Peter Pepper?
Sir, no, sir!
I'll bet you're the kind of guy that would f**k a person in the ass and not even have the damn common courtesy to give him a reach around. I'll be watching you.
Yes, yes, yes. So, I didn't know Joe Biden, they stacked pieces of that high. So we're living in absolute clown world. And people that are supposed to have been entrusted with securing our freedoms are now effing our freedoms. Doggy style. In front of us. I, for one, am not going to sit here like a bitch and deal with that on that level. I'm going to continue to speak out. I'm going to continue to speak out any and every way that I can. Any and every way I can. I'm going to continue to have protests. I'm going to continue to share information, so on and so forth. I'm going to continue to speak up and speak out. Oh, my God, I'm hurting. My knee's hurting me. But I can't be the only one. We need more people. We need more people. We don't believe you. We need more people. What we need to do, guys, is get organized. These guys were organized against us. We need to organize peacefully against them. That's what we need to do. We need to start having mass audits, mass protests. When this is something I was bringing up on the stream earlier, this jackal named Seth Magaziner. He is the general treasurer of Rhode Island running for the governor of Rhode Island. His father, Ira Magaziner, worked on the Clinton Climate Initiative, flew around the world with Jeffrey Epstein, Clinton, and Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey, we never denied what he did, and had four accusers die. Four. Imagine if I was accused of doing terrible things to four underage, I think maybe one of or two of them were overage. But either way, that anybody, and they all die. What? This guy's still acting. What about Woody Allen? He married his adopted, him and his wife, hang around with Epstein, by the way, too. Woody Allen, hang around with Epstein. Him and his wife adopted a little Asian girl. And he said, you know what? I don't like hanging around Jeffrey Epstein so much. I'm going to divorce my wife and marry my adopted daughter. What about Roman Polanski? Roman Polanski raped a 13-year-old girl. So he's in hiding right now. He's in hiding right now in Europe because he can't come back. Why can't he come back? Because he did that to a 13-year-old girl. Eyes on the audit. Join up if you want, man. Join up. It's just me today. If you're not, I understand, man. You're tired, so you got to relax, too. We were talking about you behind the scenes. Like, this guy got to chill sometimes, so don't. But if you want to, do. Then you got Roman Polanski doing that to a little girl. And then you have, what's that? Some celebrity. I forget the celebrity's name. I forget. She's like an older lady with gray hair and glasses. And she's like, oh, Roman Polanski, you're so good. And everybody in Hollywood gives him a standing ovation. That guy raped a 13-year-old girl. And even worse than that, Quentin Tarantino, everybody's like, oh, I love Quentin Tarantino. It's so cool. His movies are so cool. There's like a lot of guns and stuff. It's cool. Pretty cool. Well, you know what's not cool? He said, oh, that wasn't rape. Oh, Roman Polanski, yeah, that wasn't rape. And I think it was Howard Stern, or I forget the interviewer who it was. They're like, what do you mean that wasn't rape? He was like, oh, 13, she was willing. She was willing. Because I'm pretty sure not only do 13-year-olds, are they not developed physically, but I'm pretty sure. I'm no rocket surgeon. I'm no Albert Einstein, but I'm pretty sure their brains aren't developed, too, to make that consensual decision. I'm pretty sure when there's a famous Hollywood producer who's extremely manipulative, puts them in a precarious situation, and I believe there was, I don't quote me on this last part, but I believe there may have been some drugs and alcohol involved. Quentin Tarantino thinks that's consensual. So, looks like We got a caller here. We got Matilda in Canton, Ohio, on the line. Matilda, welcome to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. V is taking a break. The assistant pimp is in. That's me. What's on your mind tonight, Matilda? Welcome to the show.
You're talking about the executive orders where Trump actually brought jobs back to this country and made us independent in oil, distribution. We were actually exporting it instead of having to import it, where we were actually being able to stand on our own two feet.
What executive order specifically are you referring to that he allowed us to be energy independent?
Let's see. We were exporting oil to everybody else. They were paying us for oil. We weren't having to pay the other countries to get our oil. Our gas prices weren't out of this world. And let's see what else was there.
Matilda, I'm going to let you speak, but I can't. We got to do one point at a time here. Are you inferring that Donald Trump has something to do with OPEC, the Federal Reserve, or the prices of oil? And if so, specifically, how was Trump involved in the price of oil? Because last I checked...
Well, it's kind of funny that since the resident numbnut got in, gas prices has gone out of control.
Well, yes. Do you want to know why that was, Matilda?
Yeah, I know exactly why it was. It's because he shut down the... Biden numbnut shut down the pipeline, made us dependent on foreign countries, and now we can't even take care of ourselves.
So the biggest point is you're not upset that Donald Trump hired war criminals, Skull and Bones members, pedophiles, pedophile protectors. You're not upset that he lied about building a wall. You're not upset that he lied about locking up Hillary. You're not upset that he shut down this country. And you're upset that oil prices are higher.
Wow. Hey, he shut down this country?
He signed an executive
emergency.
Matilda.
He was making us great again. And now
he wasn't. Donald Trump hired pedophiles, Rothschild bankers, and Skull and Bonesmen. John Bolton, Rudy Giuliani is not making America great again. What are you talking about?
I know Rudy Giuliani didn't, but Trump sure the hell did.
Okay, name one thing specifically that Trump did that benefited this nation. One thing Trump himself did specifically. I'll wait.
One specific thing?
One thing. Yeah,
agreed to the pipeline, which, of course, numbnut shut off as soon as he got in there.
What specific involvement did Donald Trump have?
We had closed borders. We didn't have zillions of people coming in here, unvaccinated, unvented, knowing where they actually came from.
So what's your take on the vaccine, Matilda?
The vaccine, it was nice that he did speed up the process, but you come near me with a needle, I am going to shove it up your butt.
Well, what if it was Donald Trump? Because Donald Trump's the one that brought us the vaccine. Donald Trump's the one. So if Donald Trump came up to you and said,
is the one that's trying to mandate it that everybody has to have one. Whatever happened to my body, my choice?
Well, guess what? Trump shut down the entire Constitution. I'm going to let you go there, Matilda. Trump has one job. Trump took a sacred oath to protect the Constitution, and he shut down the Constitution. Therefore, he is guilty of treason. He is also a pedophile protector and a war criminal. Matilda, call back tomorrow night when you calm down a little bit. But you're sorely mistaken. I don't understand these people who still think Trump somehow did a good job, did a great job. I asked her, Matilda, name one thing specifically that Trump did. She couldn't do it. So once you can't name one thing, that means you're not thinking. You're just brainwashed. We're going to be right back on the other side. Red Pill Hardcore Radio. I'm Fake Mike. The real Mike's behind the boards. Who knows? V might even join us. We'll be right back. Red Pill Hardcore Radio. Go check us out on KLBTalk.com.
...to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Screw your freedom.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.